White people go crazy. Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah. Stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And DJ Brother Z, he sent me this. He sent me this article about people contacting their dead loved ones. And I'll tell you this, I was laughing because sometimes when I send people something that I think is shocking, I send the two eyeballs, you know, the two eyeball emojis. Like, look at this. Like, now when I share stuff on social media, and it ain't even really nothing I can say, but I just send the two eyeballs out. Like, look at this. You know, and this, and when he sent me this, I was like, nah, this ain't. Who? They got the phone set up. You know, they saying that this is a setup to where the loved ones, if you ever wished, you could have one more phone call with a loved one who has passed at Brookfield Cemetery is now offering a way to start the conversation. We got video. I can't believe this. But I got the two eyeballs up and the eyebrow up. If y'all are watching as we broadcast live on YouTube, let's listen.
That's crack smoking crazy is what that is.
If you ever wished that you could have one more phone call with a loved one who has passed, a Brookfield Cemetery is now offering a way to start that conversation.
As 12 News' Mallory Anderson explains, a new wind phone is connecting people to the afterlife.
Between the rustling of trees and hum of tires winding the paths of Wisconsin Memorial Park comes a new sound on an old device. A vintage phone booth, refurbished and on display at the park's Family Reception Center. Inside it, a wind phone. It has no dial tone, but perhaps a clear line to the afterlife.
What? You can go inside, slide the door closed. The light comes on magically, and you can sit down, pick up the phone, and talk to your loved one.
The first wind phone was created 15 years ago by a man in Japan who wanted a way to talk to his cousin who had passed. Now, there are hundreds around the world, and Wisconsin Memorials is the first in the Milwaukee area.
The phone booth came here from my family, our house, and it's in here now.
Garrett Rose's dad worked for the phone company and had it as a novelty in his basement. When he learned of the wind phone phenomenon, he knew exactly what to do.
We're going to use it to, in my opinion, better serve families and give them just more of a service.
It's not always easy talking to a loved one who has passed. Sometimes it feels like you're just shouting into the void. This wind phone now can act as a vessel to start the conversation.
This phone will give people a chance to say something that maybe was left unsaid. Things that are weighing on them that they might want to say to their loved one.
I think when you've lost someone, it can be really hard to connect, to finish saying those things you didn't get to say. And however you can write that and get through your grief is important. And it's worth maybe trying something a little bit different and be open to whatever you need in that moment while you're going through something tough.
It's been said that grief is love that has no place to go. Perhaps this old phone booth can be a rare, safe place to express those feelings and stay connected to those we miss.
Hey.
In Brookfield, Mallory Anderson.
All right, so 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Hey. Can you call up a loved one, DJ Brothers? Do you think that? What if you did pick up the phone and dialed the old number that they had and somebody actually said hello.
That's the thing. Like, do you dial the old phone number?
Yeah, it gotta
do you
be
dial
they
the number.
Number
to heaven? Like, what is it?
It's gotta be. I would assume that you would dial their old number. First of all, and whatever happened to getting out there and just standing outside the gravesite and just having a chat?
Having to put in a letter on a balloon.
Oh, I never heard of putting a letter on a what? Put the so it could float to heaven?
Yeah, like you write like a note.
I know people.
I know people
release balloons at visuals.
Or you could just write it on the balloon, but like I feel like most people write in more stuff.
Okay, so when we was coming up, they was trying to use the Ouija board, and they said that was witchcraft and that was demonic. The Ouija board. But we got a poll in the chat. We got something that y'all can participate in the chat. Would you use the phone to call a dead relative? And if you could call or if you could speak to one of your relatives, who would it be? 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. They might hear you on the airwaves. I don't know. At least if you call the airwaves, it may be the frequency. They make it hear the frequency on the show.
And then you remind them about the money that you owed them.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Hey, I'll say this. It might sound weird, but a lot of people believe this. They say there's several phone setups like this. But if I'm going to just open up the lines. If you could call one relative, you know, dial the old number that, you know, who would it be? And why? Somebody said, Curly Q in the chat says, who are you talking to on the line? They said it's a wind phone. Somebody might say something. I don't know. What if somebody answered? Hey, we got Sean on the lines. Sean. You on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up with y'all?
Hey, look, they saying that they got the wind phones where if you miss your loved one, you can go and sit there and, you know, it's a concept.
Where is that?
It's in Brookfield, at the Brookfield Cemetery.
Is it for real though, or that's just a?
I think that is something that is a coping. Well, in my opinion, I don't know because I never picked up a phone to try to do it. Okay, so I ain't gonna say, but I'll say this: I think it's more of people that didn't really explain themselves at the time, and they want to get that last talk. To me, that would be something psychologically. That would take place. It's psychological.
Very. Okay. I'm going to try to see what it's about.
If you could make one phone call to somebody, who would it be? If that one of your loved ones, or a friend?
I mean, it's so many. It's just whoever, just to see. If it's real, so I will call whoever to see if what feedback I get.
Okay. Well, let me know if you use the phone. Let me know what happened.
Okay.
All right, so we're gonna keep tabs on this. I'll say this, you know, I would definitely call my grandma. Cause the one thing I miss about my grandma is when she used to, you know, tell me to pray, and she used to always give me words of encouragement. And you know, sometimes when you know, now that she's gone, and that's a hard space to fill, somebody that was very important in your life. So I kind of miss her quoting scriptures. She used to always quote scriptures, and she used to always tell me to pray. And that little motivation, that's all I needed. A little bit of, you know, hey, you know, I've been reading my Bible. She was always reading the Bible. She was always quoting scripture. So I missed that. 768 4 says, white people never cease to amaze me on how lost they are. You first, stupid. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. It's a lot of people that believe in the afterlife. It's a lot of people that believe in the afterlife and that you can contact people. It's a lot of y'all be paying for the psychics. A lot of y'all be paying for the people to talk to the people and I don't know. I never went and paid the psychic to do nothing. A Not Really a City Girl says, that's weird. A wind tunnel? So you basically hear your voice whirling around in some built-in phone sound contraption, wind machine, and someone is supposed to think it's a loved one talking back. Some, you know, I'll say this. When I see people grieve, everybody grieves different. Everybody has a different way of grieving, and you basically can't tell them how to grieve. I don't even practice telling people how to grieve. You know what I mean? Because you don't know the connection. But maybe this is one of the things, this wind phone. All I'm saying is, what if it worked, DJ Brother Z?
And I don't know. That's scary.
Daddy, I mean, what if... Hey. Well, I'm going to switch subjects before... Because I'm going to tell you this. If I could call my grandma, I would tell y'all a story that what happened when I called my grandma and I just wanted to hear her voice. And I was out at one of the protests. And you know how they detain you, and then you get the one call. I know my grandma thought it was weird because when I called her, you know that you go the jail person be like, you know, this is Tori Lowe calling from the correctional facility. And all of a sudden, grandma answered the phone. She had to dial a number. And I just had a regular conversation with her because I knew I was going to get out. Like, sometimes they can hold you for a couple days. But I knew I was going to get out. And so I just wanted to hear my grandma talk. That's it. Also, I need the recipe to them tea cakes. My grandma used to make tea cakes. If anybody out there in Truth Nation know how to make tea cakes, let me know. If you got a good tea cake recipe, you got to be old school. I think making tea cakes is a lost art. But back down in Mississippi, when they wanted something sweet, if they couldn't do cookies, I think that they got this off the sharecropping. A lot of sharecroppers used to make the tea cakes because they wanted something sweet. You know, it's like a sweet biscuit. But if you know how to make tea cakes, hit me up in the chat. I want the recipe. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
It's so amazing. Hey. Yeah. Call me a bang. Yeah. 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 Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Party on the low end. Hey. I'm a north side. I'ma walk you. Finna kick the dough in. You know I brought 4 in. Too many here, I might have to bring some more in. Nah, that you can tell.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Now, we've been talking about that death investigation at the Milwaukee Mall. They saying foul play is not suspected. This is what they're saying. Foul play is not suspected. Milwaukee police are investigating a death that occurred Tuesday, March 25th, police say it's a 65-year-old was found dead inside of the mall. The cause of death is under investigation. Foul play is not suspected. That's why I say I was looking for some elders in the area, one in particular, and I traced them We traced him where he last got off the bus at 35th, going down toward 35th and Burlock, going, the bus was heading that direction down, I think, Fond du Lac. So I don't know. I just hope, and like I said, I don't know if that's the one. I contacted his daughter to try to have her look into it, and the other one that we was looking for, trying to have the family look into it and see, because it was like he just vanished, DJ Brother Z, and he wasn't in the best condition, so I don't know. I guess I'll wait for more information. But I did ask a question. I did ask a question because the Milwaukee Mall was supposed to be redid. It was supposed to be a development. And we found the article. Salute to Elizabeth Brown for sending the article. Milwaukee Mall's redevelopment moves forward with an additional $5 million committee approval. So it was a lot of money that I seen that was going out to renovate it. They said in the article, this was back in September 17, 2019. They said a historic building on Milwaukee's north side is one step closer to receiving a $34 million renovation. $34 million renovation. So this was back in September of 2019, this article we finna play. And so if nothing happened, what happened to the money? Did they give it back? Let's listen to this article.
One step closer to receiving a $34 million makeover.
City leaders approved a proposal that would give new life to the area around Fond du Lac and North. Tony Atkins has details on what could be in store. It's new, live at 5.
Some people know this as the old Sears building. Others know it as the old Milwaukee Mall. But now a new developer is coming in with a plan to revitalize not only this building, but the entire area.
It's been decades since Sears closed its doors here on Fond du Lac Avenue.
The old Sears building was here. It was a lot of people used to come around and shop there.
Since then, not much has changed on the outside, but these pictures on the inside tell a much different story.
It's went through all of our Wisconsin winters, and it needs attention.
Developer Kalen Haywood plans to convert the building into the Icon, a $34 million hotel, convention, and restaurant project.
The Icon.
Do we have any objections, any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, so order. Congratulations.
A city zoning committee approved $5 million in TIF money for the project on Tuesday, but not before a passionate debate.
This is an incredibly high-risk venture, and it is highly likely the city will end up holding the bag.
I also want to make sure you show your same concern and consistency when the streetcar comes before us.
Is generating new tax base.
I did not notice for the street.
He wanted a response to this. I mean,
I'm trying to raise the point that the same effect is
here we go.
Committee members.
If the project goes through, work on the building could begin before the end of the year.
What some people see as risk is what others see as it's about time.
I'm delighted that we are taking this investment versus risk into the central city. It is about time.
Okay, well, what happened?
And now this project heads into the hands of the full council. Developers here believe that they will get the support they need to get all of this off the ground. Reporting.
All right. Okay, the money was given. Now dead bodies up in the building. It's back in 2019. I ain't seen not one hammer and nail. I ain't seen not one sheetrock. Hey, White Widow, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
One of my favorite people. Anyways, this thing about calling 1-800-TALK-TO-THE-DEAD, you know, it's Brookfield. And, you know, people are going to knock on me, but it never ceases to amaze me how lost white people are. I can't fathom, you know, it's just weird to me. But as far as I'm concerned, you go first and get back to me on how it works. You know what I mean?
All right. Hey, they say their phone been there. They say they got them all over the place now. They say that, you know, it's other places
white
they got
people.
These.
What can I say? Oh, white wow. people, white people, white people. What else can I say? Back it up.
Bruh.
Black people aren't that stupid or gullible. I mean, come on. Not, that's disrespecting the dead.
Oh, wow.
Really, that's disrespecting your loved ones. They can 1-800-CALL-ME-UP. Really, please.
Oh, wow.
Just stop it. But you guys first, and get back to me and tell me how it works.
Oh,
I got to go. I love you.
Thank you for calling in. Hey, love you. Hey. Somebody say, please be careful with connecting with demons over the phone. They will tell you that they are your family members, that you will talk. Oh, they'll tell you that they're your family members that you will talk to, but you are actually speaking to demons. It is opening the door to witchcraft. The Bible says the living has no connection with the dead. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. 9482 chimes in and says, I'd rather call Ray J and have one wish than to call a so-called relative. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. 7435 says, my mother passed away in 2018. 2 years later, my phone rang and the caller ID said, Mom. I froze dead in my tracks. I didn't answer, so it hung up. It rang again, but this time I answered and said, Ma, it was my stepfather. He didn't have my number, so he called me from the old phone. he almost got crashed out. Hey. Hey, we got Brother Love on the lines. Brother Love. Brother Love, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Torrello?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Love?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good, man. I like when you talk about your elegant and beautiful and wonderful grandmama, man. Mm-hmm. God bless her. God bless her soul, man. You make me remember my grandmama. And did you ever have this experience? Every time my grandmama, she'll look at me and just start crying, then I start crying.
Mm.
Just for no reason, I cried just with her, man, because of the love she had for me.
Right.
And yes, and God bless your grandmama, yes. And I want to say, Terry Lowe, about the one in Northridge, too, man. I see a fence around it.
You talk about at the Milwaukee Mall.
And if you give me your thoughts on that edifice, I'll hang up and listen. And God bless, brother.
Hey, I was just trying to figure out how is it sitting vacated when money was sent to try to fix it up? Hey. All right. Well, it is what it ain't, as usual. Not really a city girl in the chat says, it'll be an employee in a different room talking back on the other end of the phone. Curly Q says, loved ones into the dang wind tunnel. And it ain't going to be free either, I'm guessing. Hey, I don't know. Like I said, I mean, a lot of people, when they get distraught, they go through a lot of psychological ideas to try to cope. A lot of y'all got loved ones that y'all want to apologize to that left, that y'all wanted to apologize to, but y'all didn't say nothing. And y'all didn't, you probably, you know, had a nasty conversation and then you looked up and something happened and you didn't have a chance to really reset the relationship. So maybe you can pick up the wind phone, I guess. I don't know. Hey, it could get tricky, DJ Brother Z. It could get tricky. I'll say this. I don't practice nothing like that. I mean, they used to do it's a lot of ways. They used to call the psychic and the Ouija back in the day. They used to do that. We got Al on the lines. Al, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Well, first of all, if I ain't did nothing wrong to a loved one, I'm not apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
May their spirit and their soul rot. If they ain't no good, they ain't no good. And you better hope I don't come to the cemetery and vomit on your headstone and urinate on your grave.
No.
Okay? And if you go down to hell, I hope the devil kick you out. Because some of them ain't no good. And if they're in a place where they need to be, don't call my phone because I don't want to hear from you any damn way.
Oh, dang. Because
you're in there for a reason. And that's just how I feel. Because, see, you have some people in family. I call them convenient bag niggas.
Oh, wow.
And it's only about their convenience. And when everything go from sugar to sugar honey iced tea, now they want to call your phone. No, don't call my phone, nothing. Hold your breath and rock. And maybe Jesus can talk to you. And if you want to, you can write right along with them. Don't call my phone. Have a good day.
Oh, wow. So I guess he not using the wind phone. Hey. We're going to take one more call. Kathy, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
You know, between you and White Widow, y'all give me a laugh all the time. That was a good one. That was a good one. But listen, I know what happened to the Sears building, okay?
Okay.
The Sears building, they're talking about making that a hotel because they thought that area may not work out. Not a hotel, but our apartment buildings, affordable apartment buildings. So I think that's what they're doing. But we need to bring Haven on the line or the Alderman in that area and see what the update is on that for us to update and the money goes. But I believe they're going to do an apartment instead of the hotel entertainment. I think they said that'll be more resourceful because the area is really not developed yet to have a hotel there. And it may be more crime. But now getting to the spirit thing, if you want to hear a loved one, I'm going to tell you something. I was cleaning my house a few weeks ago. I found an old answer machine, and guess whose voice was on it? A few people who have passed away.
Oh, wow.
My mom. So if you look, yeah, so if you want to listen to the voicemail, go look at the old recordings you had, or an old phone, but the old recordings you had before, almost before cell phones, but there's recordings left on there, and you can listen to those right on there. That's your spirit, but I don't believe in all that stuff. Mm. And, but like White Widow said, people don't do anything on a dime, so if I can get somebody to bring the spirit back and charge them, I'm on with it, okay? Because there's nobody coming back, okay? If you need some help, you need to go see somebody professional. But you guys, this really got me on that Brookfield one. That is just a good one for the end of the day. That's just a good one. I mean, I couldn't believe that.
Hey.
It's like Elvis Presley. You know he never died, right?
Oh, wow.
He never died. They celebrate him every year.
I saw him down in Vegas.
Yeah, have a nice day.
All right, Kathy. Abstract in the chat says, in a alternative universe of thinking, you call a deceased loved one and you might open a portal or be forced to do some things that will land you in the nut house.
Bruh.
KDS Stewart says, man, I had to find my way to the chat once you started talking about tea cakes. If that phone call to the dead worked, that would be my question to my mom and grandma too. Please share the recipe. Them tea cakes was powerful. Them tea cakes was powerful. I think Liz tried to make me. I told Liz about the tea cakes, and she came up with her tea cakes. You know, Liz, you know, the one thing I like about Liz is if she know how to cook. So she went and got a recipe from her family and then brought the tea cakes in. So we tasted her version of the tea cakes. But I'm going to tell you this. I missed that. It wasn't all fancy. We didn't have to go to no 5-star restaurant. On a Saturday evening, grandma would make them tea cakes. And the whole house would just smell sweet. And we just would sit around and watch wrestling. Because that back then, wrestling came on a Saturday night main event. And then we would eat the tea cakes and that would be the snack. And since she made it from scratch, you had plenty of it. Maurice M says, after the Poltergeist movie, I'm good. I barely use the phone to call the living anyway. And I pay the bill every month. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Nick, you're stupid.
Yeah, they tryna ride the wave like a jet ski. 100 bitches on my line tryna suit me. Yeah, my pockets getting full, getting hefty. Count with both hands, they ask if I'm a lefty. I'm tryna fuck her tonight, supermodel. I'm tryna get lit.
Pop Truth Nation. The Groover Law Offices Analysis Live is back. Takes place this Saturday, March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours at taliveshow.com. Join Thanasis Antetokounmpo for a live show with special guests Brandon Jennings, Brooke Lopez, Kyle Kuzma, and more. And a surprise guest will be joining Thanasis Live. There will also be free food and drinks and a great time. Visit taliveshow.com to get your tickets now. But the analysis live this Saturday at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. That is taliveshow.com to get your tickets to the analysis live. Joining me on the lines is advocate, author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King, all is well.
Hey, we had a lot going on the show today, but a lot of people was chiming in about this Brookfield telephone, the wind phone, to talk to the, you know, people living in the afterlife.
Hey, they better be careful. We already know, like, anything that got to do with the wind, we know that this government in totality understands energy. And when you're talking about talking to the wind and the vibration that we carry, what we feel, we usually create. So you definitely want to be real careful about what you thinking you putting out in the atmosphere or to the heavens. I just know for me, myself, when I'm talking, I am my ancestors. So when I had that conversation with myself, I'm having it with them. And DNA-wise, whatever I need usually come to me. I don't need the little wind phone that you don't know where or who you talking to or if it's being recorded, because they just letting you know now that, you know what I'm saying, Alexa is recording everything, and now they removing certain things, and everything that was being recorded now they have, it's their property for them to do whatever they want to do with it. Like, so again, it's very suspicious, and I wouldn't, they'll never get me talking into whatever it is. Like,
you know, people, you know, when they're grieving, they make it get some information.
Well, I would just tell them to, you know, again, meditate, go to the lake and speak to your loved ones, put it in the air versus putting on some air phone or something like that. Because, again, if you didn't make it, you don't know what's happening. You don't know where it's going. Again, we've been lied to so much that I wouldn't even trust it. The reality of it is, you know, you have to come to terms with, you know, in this life, we're guaranteed two things, and that's life and death. And the reality is, if you do it right, you know, everybody want to go to heaven, don't nobody want to die. But the reality of what heaven is that sense of peace, that you came here to do what you were supposed to do, and you move on. And however it is after this life, like I said, you know, for me, I am my loved one. So when I want to have that conversation with my father, who I miss dearly, you know, I truly believe that there's other things that, you know, I'm given signs, whether it be a hawk, you know, butterflies, different colors, like everything means some angel numbers. I even do that before I pick up somebody's wind phone and speak into it, especially in the times of AI, where they can steal your voice and call your loved ones and request $1,000. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Like, you have to be real careful. It's suspicious.
Hey.
I wouldn't advise it.
Hey, they say, you know, it could be where somebody can actually know that you're about to use the phone. And, hey. And if you...
Hey. Hey,
if you got some money, you might not have no money for long.
Hey,
I don't know.
But not only that, like, just a person being able to use your voice. You know, we just had an incident where, you know, they was calling people loved ones and saying they was in jail or they had been kidnapped, you know,
right.
And they used
people's
voice and they like,
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't the era to do that, especially with AI and everything else. You don't want to give these people, you know, because now we finding out that the DNA test and what they was doing with that.
Right.
Like, you just have to be real careful.
They saying that they took all the DNA, then they sold the company. Now a third party might have your information.
It's up in the air. And the sad part about that, if people really want you, they got a swab with your DNA, they can create something because they know the weaknesses that's
right
in your DNA. You know what I'm saying? Like, so again, I'll pass. But for anybody that want to do it, you know, I say prayers up. I just say proceed with caution. And at the end of the day, I would just advise for you to meditate, you know what I'm saying, and get in tune with yourself, because a lot of times, like I said, your ancestors is with you. It's in your DNA.
Hey,
that's your bloodline. That's your lineage.
Today we was talking about self-care at the beginning of the show, and I was trying to stress the word emotional intelligence, you know, and, you know, how that plays in and factors into having self-care ideas, you know, for yourself to be able to manage not only your emotions but other emotions and come up with the right outcome to approach situations. And I think that you got to use your common sense on this one.
Or not even use your seven senses, you know. That's your ability
the
to
sixth
be
sense
able to, you know, tap in. And the reality of that is, you know, a lot of times we've been programmed to go against, you know, that gut feeling, to go against. And then you have to make sure, too, because for a long time I thought my first voice was my second voice, and my second voice was really my first voice. You know, my crash out would be the first voice, like, man, Liz, you ain't got to take that. You know what I'm saying? Like, show them something, you know? And I realized that the one that was speaking the calmness actually was the second and not the first. And then I had to, again, the goal is to get to know yourself so you know your own triggers.
Right.
And the reality of it is understanding that you yourself are a superpower. And when you go to take an accountability for yourself and your actions, you no longer allow somebody to contradict or control how you feel and the emotions that you have in whatever moment it is. Because the majority of the time, when you take accountability for you, you able to see the BS in somebody else. You see that they overly emotional and they trying to trigger you to crash out, and only because you have more to lose than they do, you know. And so you learn how to, you know, curve that behavior and auto-check and see this person for who they is, and they emotionally emotional disability. You know what I'm saying? They don't have the ability to be emotionally stable. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people running around here with the emotional disability. You know, want to be something that they ain't, or because, again, in our community, we've always had to act, speak, and walk like somebody else just to be liked, or just to have a job,
right,
or, you know what I'm saying? So we dealing with a lot of trauma. So the reality is, at some point, you have to really find out who you are to you versus who you are to the world, versus how you show up to the world, your loved ones, your children. When you bring it back down to the minute level of who you are to you, then everything else will start to make sense, and you'll be able to see the emotional disabilities in everybody else so you don't get caught up in they see weed.
And we got the poll in the chat. Would you use the phone to call your relative, your dead relative? What is the statistics on the poll, DJ Brother Z?
25% of people would use the phone any chance that they could, and 75% of people said, no, this is creepy.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. It's suspicious. I'm definitely not going to do it. Like, I love my daddy to death, but I also understand that his purpose on this planet was done, and he's allowed his rest. May he rest in power. But at the same time, I also know that the trickery and the foolery that's going on this planet at this particular time, I'm going to have to say, hell no, I'm good on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather do what DJ Brother Z said, tie a note to a balloon and send it up in the air and may it land on somebody that needed encouragement or you know, something like that. But no, not no airphone, knowing also, how energy work and all of that.
Well, so. Also, there was a situation at the Milwaukee Mall. A body was found at the Milwaukee Mall. They said he was 65 years old. They're not suspecting foul play with it. But I was just kind of jolted because I thought that that was supposed to be renovated back in 2019. They were supposed to start the renovations and millions of dollars was discussed, but it still looked the same.
The millions of dollars got. Matter of fact, there was three other tries that came up after Hayward received the monies for him to repay the $3 million. Don't quote me on the numbers, but yeah, and then that went off the grid. You know what I'm saying? Again, mismanagement of funds, and that's another reality in our community on how money is being distributed to certain entities and certain individuals, because during that time, remember, it was a big thing with Hayward and, you know, a young lady, right. Something, you know what I'm saying, ungodly took place, and that money, he received that money, and then there were stories out about JS Online, and again, they didn't scrub Google. You can't get it on Google. You know what I'm saying? Wow. I had to duck go it to even pull it up. You know what I'm saying? So again, Google can't be trusted either. But the reality of that is, it's crickets. Where did that money go? Did Hayward ever pay that money back? You know what I'm saying? Because the last article that I read, he came up, you know, he requested a third time to come back to start making those payments because the payments were never made. So I don't know if he repaid that money back or what took place. The uncommon council, ain't nobody said nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. And again, and now it's a dead body in the community, building.
That part.
Hey, look, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts. Elizabeth Brown, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Real. I turn shorty up, sipping on that 1942. I got my footy tough. Oh, you got your footy too. I got footy up. I'm Cardi's. You can't see my eyes because I be pouring up.
Calling all black owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-Owned Business Give Back each quarter. Four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. To sign up for your business spotlight interviews, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. Elizabeth Brown, let me get your final thoughts on the show today.
I mean, again, powerful. Salute to the brother that came in, Mr. Locke, on his pursuit for justice. Like you stated, you know, it's him today, it's one of us tomorrow, and it's time for us to get on top of that to make sure, you know, that we no longer stand by and be silent, because our silence is compliance. As far as, you know, what's going on at the Apollo, salute, go out and support our youth and, you know, local business, and get ready for the cleanup today. Powerful. Hey. So salute to you for everything that you do. And like I said, Truth Nation is one day at a time, and ain't no better day than the present to make tomorrow look better. Start today.
Hey, look, we got a lot of work to do, Elizabeth Brown. April 12th, go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to join us. Hopefully that alderman that made them statements join us on April 12th as well.
Absolutely. It's only right. You say anything about that action? Let's see.
Hey. Well, look, I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual, and we got a lot of work to do, Elizabeth.
Hey, as well, let's get it, King. I'm with it.
All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Toy Love from Waterfall. Green don't always mean go. Let's get it.
Hey, look, join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you, Dr. Keen Harris of Knicks. Trust, so even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.